You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And today is not a normal day. One, and probably most importantly, it's the John and Wayne Show is back. Wayne Breezy, how are we doing, my friend?
How are we doing? Great, man. A nice little break to kick off this fine 2025 season, which we're all looking forward to, right? So I'm excited.
I feel like I'm ready for the season. You know what I mean? Like, I finally am, like, to the point where I'm like, yeah, it's football season, flying out Saturday. All those different things are going on. But, like, man, the John and Wayne Show, you know, we've been working and doing our things, but now we're back. And so there's nobody else I'd rather be with today. And today is a big deal for us in the 49ers Rush Podcast. This is episode 1,500. Which is ridiculous, but I'm very, very thankful.
God, that's a lot. That's a lot of shows, John.
It's a lot of shows, man. It's a lot of shows. It's awesome, and I'm thankful I get to do it. Thanks for all the compliments. And so we're going to be doing some giveaways. We're giving away some D'Amador Lenore official jerseys, stitched on, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to do a couple trivia questions, but one hashtag CC person countdown crew. That puts that in the chat. We're going to be giving you a jersey as well. So, yeah, we're going to be giving away T-shirts, jerseys, whatever, all kinds of different stuff. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so, yeah, now we're going to be talking the topic for today. The 49ers are ready for week one. And I'm going to get, you know, every time I get Wayne on the show, I always want to ask him a bunch of questions because I'm just curious what he thinks. So we're going to do what do you expect with Wayne a little bit later on. But we've got news on Kendrick Bourne. He has left Santa Clara, but the 49ers made a formal offer to Kendrick Bourne, the 49ers legend, but he still left town. What are your thoughts just on this whole KB news? How do you feel about them letting him leave? Where do you stand on this wide receiver non-signing? Seems like it was important enough for them to attempt to sign him, but didn't get it done.
Look, do they need KB? No. Did they want KB? Yes. And they also wanted him for their price. So KB has a price, and the Niners have a price. So we know that. And so with that being said, he decided to go test the market and see what the price is going to be over in Washington. And if the price is better, perhaps he may go play for the Commanders or whoever he ends up. But at the end of the day, the Niners did make a formal offer. We don't know what that offer was, but I'm sure it was about $2.50. So at the end of the day, the kid's he feels like he's worth more. We can't knock him for going out there trying to get the best bang for his buck. It is what it is. They don't need him, but it would have been nice to have him return and be a surplus in the wide receiver room, because I feel like we run through wide receivers and running backs and defensive line for those guys.
Right. So, like, where would Kendrick Bourne slot in? Like, what wide receiver? Like, he's not going to be ahead of Juwan Jennings or Ricky Pearsall. So, like, wide receiver 3 to wide receiver 6, where do you, if they did sign him, where would he be?
It would be that, though, right? Like, I don't think there's a difference. After 1 and 2, I feel like there's no 3, 4, 5, and 6 is get in there, play your role. He would be a role guy. I think they use Russell Gage on certain plays, certain downs and distances. They'll use Kendrick Bourne on certain downs and distances if he was here. I still think they're going to ease Jordan Watkins along. He's a rookie, so they're going to see how that pans out. But you were going to get another run blocking wide receiver and Kendrick Bourne. So the Niners do have a type, and he was partly their type. The only reason why they let him walk in the first place is because they wanted him to. He went to test free agency, and he got the bag. He got the bag. He got some money.
I love seeing him get paid. It didn't pan out. He looked good. Then he got hurt halfway through his first season, and then the foot's still an issue. So whenever he came to the Niners yesterday, it was like, dude, there's two issues. Health. How soon can he be ready? Because if he can't play till week 3 or 4, then I don't even think you sign him.
No, because you still got DeMarcus Robinson coming back. So this is all about right now.
Yeah, this is about depth and now. So it was health, which it seems like that checked out. Otherwise, the Niners probably wouldn't have offered him. And then 2 was the price. Yeah, Big Red Faithful. The price is wrong. Yeah, shout out to Bob Barker. I don't want to say the next line. That's kind of where it is. And then to complicate things even more so, Gabe Davis just signed minutes ago with the Bills. He's back with the Bills.
A lot of reuniting players with their teams, you know what I'm saying?
That's the way it goes. So, like, now you've got a bidding war with the Commanders and Kendrick Bourne. He's there now, seeing what he can get. And, you know, this is kind of who the 49ers have been all offseason. They're not paying top dollar. It is bargain bin shopping, and I don't disagree with that. But, like, if you're willing to make an offer for him, you recognize the fact that he can make your team better, which I think that he can. But you also, too, recognize at a price. Kendrick Bourne doesn't demand a very high price right now, but, like, if it was imperative to your team, you don't let him get on that plane.
Yeah.
Get on the plane.
I'm not saying the price is high. I'm saying it's not the Niners' price. It's a big difference between it being a high price and the Niners' price. Like, the Niners' price is, yeah, discount, double check.
Yeah, that's right.
And his price might have been slightly above. Either way, he's not here, so I've moved on. You should too.
Yeah, I think so too. Hugo, thank you so much for the super chat. I love this. Appreciate your generosity. Congrats on 1500. Start the season hot with Wade and Breezy. Where else you want to be, man? And trust me, we're going to get some. I'm telling you right now, like, he doesn't know the questions. Wayne never wants to see the questions. He wants to be instantaneous, which is what makes Wayne Wayne. Like, you're getting 100% authentic every freaking time. And so you're going to get some freaking awesome takes, which I'm super excited for. So I got a bunch of questions for Wayne's. I've been saving for weeks, so I'm excited about that. But thank you, Hugo. Monkey Boy, what's up, man? He says, found the channel randomly a while back. Loved it since. The show led me to great people with great content like Wayne, Ant, Johnny, and more. Man, dude, that is a freaking lineup right there. Glad to be part of a great community and looking forward to another season with everyone. That's what I'm talking about, man. I go back to this all the time is, you know, what I want this show to be is increase your fan experience. I want you to be more excited about being a 49ers fan and enjoy game days more. And then, man, connections. That's what it's about with the road trips, with the people we have on this show. Like, I ain't having just anybody on the show. Like, that. We ain't doing that. I like this. The Bourne ultimatum. thank you, Gabriel. I love that. So
he found his identity when he left the Bay and went out to New England. And so The question is, this is DeBorn ultimatum. And if he does sign, does that make it DeBorn supremacy? I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm just saying, you can't hit me with DeBorn series.
I love it. The Bourne movies are all, see, they have them on Southwest, right? I fly Southwest everywhere. And on their movie thing, they always have, like, so when I can't find something to watch, I just go to one of the Bourne movies.
When in doubt, hit up the Bournes. Hit up the Bourne. How many were there? Three?
I don't, because then they started doing ones without him.
Without him, right?
Jeremy Renner had one.
Right.
So I don't know. There's so many, but they're all awesome. I love it. So let me ask you this. I went through the 49ers and Seahawks roster, and so I don't know if you want to pull up their depth chart, because I'm curious to see what you think about this.
And shout out to my man, Ben. I still have it up. I'm so good.
I went through the position by position, and again, I'll be doing like a full breakdown and scouting report of Seattle. But of 15 positions, right, like corners are one, safeties are one, DTs are one, so on and so forth. I had the 49ers at 10. Advantages of positions, and I had Seahawks at 5, and I wanted to get your idea on these 5 position groups that I did give the tally to the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Defensive tackles, I feel like they built their team with secondary and defensive tackles. This is the Mike McDonald way. So the 49ers defensive tackles are young and promising, but no veteran depth. I mean, shoot, you've got Leonard Williams, Jared Reed, Byron Murphy, Leonard Hankerson, like, they're ridiculous. Like, I don't think the Niners are even close in that department. Agreed or disagree?
I agree with that. Okay. I think they've been building their interior for a little while. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I would think that the continuity between those guys.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick 2, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are a lot greater than the continuity between the 49ers guys. up front on the defensive line. So that makes perfect sense. I give him that.
Okay, so then the next question I have is cornerbacks, because this one's a little rough.
Nah, they got it too. They got it. Like, so when I looked at the Niners corner, it's funny because I talked about this a little bit yesterday. And when I did the Niners corner, I didn't break it down position by position. I was kind of looking at a matchup, and I was just talking about their young, promising safety that I had a draft crush on. But when you look at their corners, I mean, this is how McDonald builds his defense. Big corners, solid corners, strong corners, not about speed, more about closing time, being able to knock down passes. And then they got that wild card in Devin Witherspoon, which I think he's one of the best corners in the game, right? Especially at the nickel position, which is, we got our Upton Stout now, so I feel like he'll be trending in that direction. But when that kid came out of Illinois, he was a problem, and he's been a problem in the NFL ever since. And so that's why yesterday I was getting super excited, like with Juwan Jennings being back, because if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm immediately putting Juwan Jennings in a slot, and I want to see the little young fella go up against the strong big young fella, right? Like, that's what I want to see. It's all about mismatches. So I think Seattle has the advantage corners.
Yeah, I like that. And you brought up safeties. This is the strength. And Mike McDonald did this with Kyle Williams at Baltimore. Then he goes and, like, shoot, they spent a second round pick on Nicky Monroe. He's not even starting. He's their third safety. Yeah. But I give Seahawks the advantage there as well.
Yeah, the DB room, they have it. So the whole DB room, corner safeties, boom, they got it. But that's how they've been building. They've gotten rid of players and kept those type of players that fit McDonald's secondary. Like, this is what he does.
Yep, I like that. Now, what about this one? And again, wide receivers. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. You know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Cooper Kupp, that is a prominent 1-2 punch. Now, after that, they fall off with Jake Bobo. I'm actually a big Tony Hart.
I like Jake Bobo.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm giving them the now, if BA was playing, even if we had DeMarcus Robinson, that might skew to the Niners, but this was another one I gave them the benefit on. But pretty much every other one, and then I had kicker and punter, but wide receiver, are you going Seattle as well? Like, I think
I don't know. I feel like you're looking at Njigba and Cooper Kupp. Are they that many light years? I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, he's good, but what has he done to truly be a number one?
Yeah, and he's not an X. He's a slot guy. That's the weird thing, is that their offense is literally two slot guys.
Right.
Cooper
so
Kupp's in the slot, Jaxon Smith's in the slot. Like, their true X is going to be Torrey Horton. That's their guy. They cut MVS.
They cut, right. Right. And they traded Metcalf, right? And so my thing is, like, when I said number one, I didn't mean as far as X, but I meant like his option.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So what, like, he hasn't really proven much. And I, you know, Juwan Jennings to me is better than him. Maybe not as a prospect coming out of college, but as far as someone that's proven and done it in the NFL, I think Jennings is better. So if Jennings is on the football field, I think the Niners they have a lot of talent and veteranship depth. You know what I'm saying? And Cooper Kupp is still he's still that wild card, because a healthy Kupp is a dangerous Kupp. So I know he's older, but I wouldn't count him out. Sam Darnold's going to try to get the ball out of his hands in 0.2 seconds. And so Cooper Kupp can have, you know, could be a problem.
Yeah, especially like who you guard him with? Are you putting out Chase Lucas? You put out the Rook?
Right.
What are you going to do there? Look at Johnny Dale in the house.
Johnny.
I saw Rob Louder early, man. Appreciate you guys. Johnny says Seahawks are an overachieving, mediocre team. I agree completely. Their strengths are defensive tackles and secondary. Offensively, bad offensive line. They're betting a lot on Sam Darnold. They have some strong running backs. They got two quality slot receivers, but, like, it's not a complete team. But this is the NFC West. Like, even the Rams, who won the division last year, dude, they can't stop the run. They don't have good linebackers. Yeah, they have good pass rushers, but, like, their secondary, I think their safeties are good. Their corners are not. Like, there's not a complete team in the NFC West. This is not a solidly built division of football. Do you agree?
It's unbalanced. Like, every team has a strength. and every team has a weakness, but every team is building to be strong on all three phases. So it's just the way the cookie crumbles. So you can say that they're an over, we can say that about every NFC West team, right? Or every team in the NFL. There, like, there's no pure dominant team out there unless you're the, maybe the Eagles, I guess, because
I would say probably the most complete.
They're super balanced on all three phases, like, right? But they've been able to draft that way for so long, and so they finally got it right. Maybe the Ravens now? I don't know. Like, it's tough. I think all the teams are in the league are pretty much that way. It's going to come down to these game plans and how these teams come out and execute. Like, that's what it's going to come down. It's not going to come down to who has the better players. It's going to come down to which players execute the best.
Yeah, exactly. And shout out to Ben, NY Niners. He's the one that got me thinking this way.
What up, Ben?
He sent me an email this morning. He ranked them out. He had defensive tackle Seattle, DBs, both corners and safety Seattle, but edge and linebackers on our own. But yeah, he was now, and he even gave the 49ers a nod at wide receiver. So some of these are kind of toss ups.
That's
right?
Kind of like where I was. Like, I feel like the Niners might not have. We don't know what Ricky Pearsall is going to do. Just like, I really don't know what Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to do, but I do know what Cooper Kupp has done. And Cooper Kupp, if we're basing it off of that, has surpassed all the wide receivers on both teams. But I do like some of the talent and the veteran depth that the Niners have, and the Russell Gage, you know, even the Malik Turners, the Robbie Chosens. Like, if whoever's going to get called up, the Niners are going to rotate those guys that's going to get called up every week off the practice squad. So I kind of like the depth from the Niners at that position.
Yeah, and get back to the KB thing. What is the difference between Kendrick Bourne and Russell Gage, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Malik Turner? Like, where is that? Big of a step up is that? The 49ers made him an offer, so they feel like it is a step up over some of those guys. But I don't think there's a giant thing between Russell Gage and Kendrick Bourne. I think it's after that. I think I'd rather have Kendrick Bourne out there than Sky Moore, than MVS. It's a different role. MVS stretches the deep part of the field. Kendrick Bourne ain't going to do that. But yeah, back to that idea where they're at. Leo, he says, thank you, Johnny. As long as Darnold's your quarterback, I don't care what else you have. Don't make mistakes. Look, Sam Darnold, here's what, you know, he was at the 49ers, you know, practice with Kubiak, his new offensive coordinator. And I said this nonstop. I was at every single training camp, preseason game, all that stuff. Sam Darnold is the best when his first read is immediately
open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he's better than Brock Purdy at that. Like, we saw it hand in hand when that first read, Sam Darnold is quick, man. Now, I think Brock Purdy, what makes Brock Purdy great is that dude gets through his progression as well as any quarterback in the NFL. Short, his accuracy, man, it's on point. But Sam Darnold, that first read, whenever that is there, he is lights out. And that's great when you're throwing to Justin Jefferson and Hockenson and Addison and all those guys. You don't have that now. So you have to get Sam Darnold off his first read. That offensive line cannot protect long term. You just can't let him get to his first read. You kind of grimaced a little bit there. So I'm curious.
Because it's hard to believe that that deep pass is his first read, because it's not open right away.
Well, that's a Kevin O'Connell thing. Kevin O'Connell, his first read is deep throws consistently.
Yeah,
that's
but the play is not, my point is that it's not open. It's not even developed. Like, the guy
there's no safety help over the top. He's good. Like, that's KO. Like, man, I want to talk about this a little bit later in the show, too. Like, an awesome article, Ted Wynn came out. He interviewed 6 defensive coordinators and 6 NFL position coaches and had them rank their top 10 play callers. Kyle Shanahan was one, but Kevin O'Connell was on there, and I read that segment, and it was like, man, what makes Kevin O'Connell, this is from defensive coordinators in the NFL, is that he makes, like, he put this in the article, KOC, one of my favorite coaches in the NFL, makes the deep pass the number one read. Like, he wants those chunks. Clint Kubiak's never done that in his life. That's not what he does.
No, I understand that that's part of the thing, but again, it's still, that's like, all right, I'm going to you, Justin Jefferson, just get down the football field. But the play still has to develop. So is he just automatic? He's just going to throw it no matter what, is what you're saying? Because if that's the play call, or is he still going to go through a different progression and try to get it
right,
get it out? That's what I'm asking. Like, I'm not saying Sam Darnold is great, but he's a lot better since he's been in San Francisco.
Yeah, he wasn't good for us. No. Matt Jones looks 100 times better than Sam Darnold did at any point with the Niners.
Yeah.
At all.
But he fit that Viking system very well. And he was throwing to not just Justin Jefferson. I mean, he had Jordan Addison as well. Like, both of those guys are phenomenal pass catchers down the field. And now he's going to the short throws. This is going to be fun.
Oof, I like it. Look at this. Nick Parra, the Godfather.
Bro.
Appreciate the super chat. Can't wait to hang out. Sued my friend on these rush road trips. Almost messed up there. Congrats, my brother. 15 is the number of the day with show 1500. And I was looking to spend $15, but it wasn't available. Look at that. YouTube made you spend 20. I appreciate it. First beer. You owe
$5.
Super excited for the season. Really looking forward to hanging out soon. Love you, brother. You are the best. You are the best. You are the best. And shout out to your family. So, man, it's been too long. We're 20 minutes into this. It is time to do a giveaway. So here's what we're going to do. Hashtag CC. I'm about to announce a D'Amador Lenore jersey or T-shirt. Your choice. You should go with the jersey, but you got to pick what you go with. And then I'm going to give you a trivia question. The first one to answer on my feed will also get a jersey. We're doing that right here next after this break.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Oh, I freaking love it. Come party with us, man. We're just a few days away. Frank Gore is going to be hanging out with us in Seattle. Are you kidding me? With the Seattle Faithful chapter? Oh, it's going to be absolutely incredible. We'll be at the press box from 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday. Then our tailgate starts bright and early. Plus, we've got New Orleans just around the corner for my birthday, which I'm super pumped, super pumped. But yeah, come party with us. Come party with us. All right. All the hashtag CCs are coming in. So I'm going to ask a trivia question. I'm going to see how they do. Now, your browser comes in a different order than mine, which comes in a different order than Wayne, because I have Instagram, freaking Twitter, YouTube, whatever, all over the place, all coming up. So the first one that comes up on my feed. So here is the question, okay? Which 49ers coach leads the 49ers in franchise wins? Which 49ers head coach has the most wins of any coach in 49ers history? The first one to answer that correctly will get a jersey, a D'Amador Lenore jersey, or a jersey, your choice. And then our hashtag CC winner goes to Aaron Gura. I hope I said that right. That is a freaking cool name. But shout out to Aaron. You got to email us at 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com, 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. Once you get that in, I'll get your address and get everything sent out to you. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Oh, dang. You don't get to guess. The correct answer is George Seifert. Yes. But Donnie Dale, I ain't giving you a jersey. I ain't giving you one, buddy. It's got to go to Lister. I'll send you something. Next beer's on me next time you come out. Niners Nation with the Z underscore. The correct answer is George Seifert. George Seifert had 98 wins. Bill Walsh, 92. Buck Shaw, 71.
Mm.
Then Kyle Shanahan, 70. Shanahan. Yeah. One behind.
Kyle Shanahan's about to pass a couple of those dudes. Ooh. Soon.
Ooh. Man, it's crazy. Here's what also is crazy. Seifert and Walsh have 10 career playoff games. Do you know wins? Do you know how many?
Seifert. Oh, how many wins?
How many wins does Kyle have? Do you know how many playoff wins he's got?
10.
8. He's 2 behind him.
He's gonna. Well, I was speaking into foreshadowing into the future. So Kyle Shanahan about to have, what, 13 of them things? Yeah, he about to 11 of them things. He about to have 11 this year. Yeah, for sure.
Passing them all. So shout out to Niners Nation and Aaron Gura. So you guys got to email me 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com.
I'll get congratulations, guys.
That's what's up. Giveaways. I love doing giveaways, man. And we are bringing, I think I have 45 autographed jerseys I'm bringing to Seattle. So let you know, if you come into these events, man, you got a great chance of walking away with something. Vince, thank you for the super chat, man. You are awesome. 1,500 shows, he says. Found John in COVID time. That was a dark time for me. And have grown in my knowledge and passion and love for the Niners. Enjoyed every minute. Finding people like Wayne makes it better. Thank you. Hashtag CC. Hashtag BB. Guys, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, go subscribe to the Wayne Breezy. Go follow him on social media. Whatever you do, dude's the best there is, man. Salt of the earth. So let's get to it. I want to get to my Wayne Breezy. My Wayne Breezy questions. What do you expect? I got about 8 questions. I want to know what you think is going to happen at these different positions week one. All right.
Okay.
So let's start.
My head is banging. I hope these are multiple choice. Oh. So I can, and I'm just playing.
I can give you multiple choice.
No, you ain't got to do that on the fly. Go ahead.
Who is the starting nickel corner for the 49ers in that first series? Who walks out there?
Ooh, I think it goes to Chase, man. I think Chase earned it during his play. I'm not saying players lose things to the injury, but to track out a young kid, young pup on the football field when you got a veteran that's been working in and out, day in and out, I think you go with Chase, and you know what you're going to have with Upton Stout. And so, you know, that's why Chase made this roster. He made this roster for a reason. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Chase Lucas. I wanted to be Upton Stout, though. You guys know that's my guy. I'm rooting for the kid. But I think
Wayne was
still
the first. Before the draft, during the draft, after the draft, Upton Stout, Wayne Breezy,
there's
forever.
There's no doubt in Upton Stout. It's more about just letting him get acclimated to the game. The kid didn't play any preseason snaps. And so now you throw him into the fire. And I'm not saying he wouldn't come out, you know, finished. He would come out fine. But I think you just ease him in. I think Robert Saleh is going to go with the guy that's been showing up day in and day out. Upton Stout has been phenomenal in practice. Up until the injury, he's been phenomenal in practice. So let me just clarify that. But we're talking about a game, and he's never played a game. And so, there's no rush. What's the rush?
What's the rush?
It's a 49ers rush. Make sure you
49ers should. Rush? Yeah. I do that to my wife and son all the time, and they hate it. Like, I'm like, hey, man, don't rush. 49ers rush. It's what it is. Niners Nation says, John, could you repeat the email? Guys, if you want to talk, you got questions, you got whatever, you just want to talk Niners. That's my job. This is my full-time gig, and I'm so thankful. I can't get to all the emails. I try to. But if you want to email us about anything, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, I'll get your giveaways taken care of. So we'll get there. Yeah, right here. Crazy Juice. Upton the Chihuahua Stout will get his opportunity.
For sure, 100%.
At some point. It's 100%. Coming. But why keep Chase Lucas? Why keep Chase Lucas if you ain't going to use him? This is the time of all time.
I think you're going to see Stout, Nick Martin, and all them guys on special teams. Mm-hmm. And them guys are going to be gunning, coming at you. Like, that's what you're going to get. And give that to me. Like, Brant Bort, I think they're making his job and transition into the, you know, here so much more easier because he's got nothing but firecrackers on special teams this year. Smart players, too, but firecrackers.
There you go. Badger, 49ers are screwed if Lenora Green get hurt. I don't know who they're going to go to. You know, Dallas Flowers was their quarter three all preseason. He ain't with us. They went with Darrell Luter Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get bad. Upton Stout can step in. Chase Lucas can step in.
They could play outside, but I prefer them inside.
Yeah, it's going to get, yeah. Cornerback depth, I've been screaming it from the mountaintops. Cornerback depth and wide receiver depth have not been there all offseason, by design. That's where it is. All right, here we go. Now, let's stick to the defensive backs. Who are the two starting safeties walking out there week one, snap one?
Yeah, Pinnick and Brown. I think Pinnick and Brown are going to be your starting safeties. I know a lot of people thought Jair Brown was going to get traded or whatever. That was the rumor that was going on. And maybe he still is. The trade deadline is not until, what, October, November, something like that? So we got time. But at the end of the day, I think those are the two players that have definitely showed and proved themselves throughout training camp, earned starting spots on this roster. So I think they're going to be the starters.
I like it. All right, let's go to the big men. Your two starting defensive tackles.
Oh, that's easy. You talking about first down, second down?
First down, first play.
I'm putting the rookie out there. So, like, I know a lot of people be like, oh, I don't want the rookie out there. No, Alfred Collins' big ass need to be out there on the football field, period. Right? Along with Jordan Elliott, who had a phenomenal, when healthy, he's not bad. Yeah. So, my whole key to the defensive front is two things. One, contain. Two, stop the run. Like, you do that, be looking at third and long situations all day, and I think that's where, you know, Robert Saleh can utilize guys like Upton Stout on third down. They bring three wide receivers out there, and then boom, you send them on that nickel blitz and things like that. So I definitely think the two big interior eat up space dudes should be starting. Alfred Collins, yeah, I said it, and Jordan Elliott.
I'm with you on Elliott. I think Khalil Davis going to get it, but that injury kind of shakes it up a little bit. We'll see.
I don't think he should get it because I feel like Khalil Davis is more of a pass rushing guy, and I like him when it him and can you imagine having him and C.J. West on those third downs, like fiercely getting to the cornerback, like that's quarterback. Excuse me, that's what I would like. I think he's going to be liable in the run game. When he was out there playing in the preseason, they were gashing us up on the run game. The only time they didn't gash us up was when Jordan Elliott played in the third game.
Yep. You're right. Yeah, it's going to be inconsistent from that defensive tackle with all that youth. Like, it just is. And so you're hoping you can mitigate that. Shout out to Sis, Vicky Morgan in the house. Appreciate the super chat. Brothers, congrats on 1,500 shows. Which jersey are you rocking for the first game, offense or defense? Oh.
Defense for me. I'm always starting the season with the 5-4. Mm. Always.
I like that. I was thinking... I don't know. I mean, my Navarro Bowman's my favorite jersey, but, and so whenever I think Seattle, I always think Navarro Bowman, but it's my black one. So, like, I got to wear red. You're supposed to wear red on the road. I don't know the answer yet. I might go D'Amador Lenore. I might go Demo because he was talking trash on JSN, right?
Stop holding.
I traditionally almost always go defense. I'm a defensive guy. I want to set the tone. I'm almost to the point now where I just want to wear Fred Warner all the time.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy a Fred Warner suit and just put it on during game time because I don't know. He's just my favorite player.
Yeah.
He just is. And I'm sorry yours is gone.
That's okay.
Free agency, but.
That's okay. I know. We had it on lockdown, man.
Do this. For linebackers, I can't wait to when
Willis
we're like
and Bowman.
I can't wait to we're in our 60s and we're going through the linebackers again. I guarantee we're gonna pick different linebackers. Dude, we're gonna do this shit until I can't talk like that. Go, yeah, man. Yeah. Can you imagine like grumpy old men 49ers Rush John and Wayne show podcast? Like that's gonna be funny.
You ever watch?
Could be
Ozark?
No filter. Yes.
You ever watch that girl? You're gonna have yo, to Roof? Kill me.
Roof, Roof yeah, exactly, has right? the like, biggest grr. Potty mouth I've ever seen, but I loved it. I loved every second of it. I tuned in just to watch her curse.
I love it. Yeah, she's incredible. One of the greatest shows, man. All right, let's get back to the questions. Who is the starting number three linebacker? D Winters, Fred Warner.
This where it get tricky, like on some Run DMC tricky stuff, right? Because this is where it get tricky, y'all. Because man, as much as I want Nick Martin to start, I think it goes to Luke Gifford. I think he's going to be the starting linebacker. On, I guess you'll put him on the strong side, maybe. Yeah. Sam,
strong side.
Left side, yeah. Right side, yeah. Whatever.
I got Luke Gifford as well, and then man, I don't know. Tatum Bethune getting a lot of that treatment.
But he's the mic, right? And so like, I'm not saying he can't play strong side, he can't play weak side, but I don't think he can play the weak side. I'm not ready to see him in coverage. Strong side though. I mean, I'd rather have Tatum Bethune start and make sure that Luke Gifford is the ace on special teams. I mean, that's why we got him. So either way, I'm excited. I think the linebacking room may just be the strongest room we got.
That's what I've said. Like, I ranked the rooms, and so that was my next question. Like, is there another position that is stronger than the linebacker? Because you got Nick Martin. He's taking up the number five spot, chilling, and that dude.
No. No. Nick Martin will be starting at some point this season.
Right.
That's how you know, talented he is.
And if he does play, I want him blitzing. That dude blitzing is just...
But that's my point. Like, it depends on these situations. And I think situational, that's why I said I think you're going to see the rookies a little bit more, because I think in certain situations you'll get the linebacker blitz or the nickel blitz or the corner blitz, things like that. Like, Robert Saleh, I'm not saying he's going to blitz ferociously in all the damn time, but you're going to see some of these special, exotic type things that we haven't really seen much of in a very long time. And so they'll be timely. I will say that.
Bring it. Bring it. Look at this. Nicholas Parry says, is Gifford a liability, though? Eventually, I'd rather see Martin. Look, I loved it whenever, I think it was last week, you had Robert Saleh at the press conference. Somebody asked him about Luke Gifford, which it's crazy being in a press conference asking a coach about a player. But anyway, it doesn't happen often. But they asked him, and I loved it because I have been screaming from the mountaintops that Gifford at practice, at the games, knows every damn play. He steps before his key. He is on top of everything. So he doesn't get tested much because, like, with the running back flares and he's in man coverage, he's on top of it. Like, he just X's that play out. So you don't get a lot of reps towards him because he is a do your job, know exactly what to do, that just understands awareness. Is
not bad.
Off the charts.
Not bad in coverage either.
No.
He'd say it. I always talk about the, you know, I had broke down Mac Jones film on the Patreon. When I was sitting there watching, I'm like, who the f- is this linebacker? And it was Luke Gifford. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Who picked off Luke Gifford? Like, you got to be kidding me. And so it was probably like his best game of his career, too. Like, I think he had an interception, forced fumble. He was like balling in that game. That was at linebacker because he had to play. He had
to
start.
The Titans.
Yeah,
that was the Titans.
Titans versus Jags. Yeah.
I did that same film, but it was like, ooh.
Who is this guy? I was like, and I was literally watching Mac Jones, and I'm like, yo, oh shoot, I just killed two birds in one stone because Luke Gifford is our other guy.
It was funny because when that contract came out and it was like fully guaranteed deal, like I was like, guys, Luke Gifford has the potential to start week three, and everybody's like, no, he's not, and I was like, dude, I don't know, man, they love this dude. They love this dude. So anyway, take that for what you will. All right, let's switch over to the offensive side.
Let's get it, baby.
Who's the start number three wide receiver?
That's a tough question, though.
It is hard.
That's a tough question. I can't answer that question because I know who it would be, but he's suspended.
He's suspended.
I really don't think this is going to be a lot of three wide receiver sets. I don't think we see much of that. I think this is going to be a heavy run game, right? Two wide receiver sets at the most. But if who's that third guy? Because I think we're going to probably suit up four in this game.
I think five.
Five? Right? Okay,
special
that's
teams.
Fine.
Because
that's fine.
Like, you're going to have Sky Moore, but I doubt he gets in the rotation, right? So you've got to have Sky Moore. He's your returner.
I think he does get in the rotation, though.
Might get a couple pop passes, screen passes.
Pop passes, like, there whatever. You go. Like, I mean, you got to utilize him to his strength, right? But who's that number three is what you're asking me. It's got to be Gage, right? It's got to be Gage. It's the guy that they went that didn't make the roster and all of a sudden got signed and now is on the roster and they cut somebody. Like, it's so crazy. It's like so.
And so MVS is going to get promoted, right? He's going to be out there.
Do you think he's the first one to get promoted?
I do. I think he's going to be the clear out guy. I think
I still think Robbie Chosen could be the clear out guy too. Yeah,
he's
missing
good downfield.
I mean, I saw nothing but catches in preseason. I mean, I had a couple drops, but the catches down the field was pretty spectacular. I ain't see shit from MVS. I'm going with what I've seen. My eyes have seen Robbie Chosen, and I don't know. It's something about he's playing. Can you tell he's more mature, and he's playing differently now? Like, I just feel like the maturity level of him and whoever he's playing for, what he's playing for is a little bit different. And so I like the battle of who's getting called up on the practice squad. But It's a game.
Pull up two. So
I was
going to
say it's a game. It's a game. Kyle Shanahan's going to abuse that as much as he can.
Because I think, yeah, I don't think you pull up two wide receiver. I think you pull up one. Because you can promote three times.
Right.
So
that's
who are you calling up?
Wait, you could promote three times per guy or per position.
Yes. Yeah. So like, so one, that's six. Three, one, two, three.
Yeah. So he all right. Let me just go to the practice squad. I don't think Junior Bergen ever sees anything the light of day this season. So
I agree with you.
Yeah. Like he's just not ready. All right. So how can we not talk about Malik Turner? That's the best special teams player. Dude, you want somebody down the field?
Best blocker.
You have opportunities to block punts and field goals with him on the football field. And I think he's the best tackler as a gunner.
Agreed. So
damn, you just made this difficult.
It's hard.
But Gage is three. But who are the five? Sky Moore and then one of these dudes. And you get three per receiver. Kyle's pretty smart. He's smart. I see what he did here. And they're gonna rotate. So the question is: Chosen, Turner, Scantlin, Valdez, Scantlin. Who's gonna be first? That's the question. They're gonna rotate.
The reason why I like MVS and why I'm going MVS is because those clear out routes that Shanahan loves.
Like
that MVS is just made for that 6'3", 4'3" speed. Like he is a vertical strike. And I saw somebody post this. Ben shared this. I think somebody on Niner Station, I don't know who to give credit to this, but MVS has played for the last five MVPs in the NFL season.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know who came up with that, but so I'm going to MVS. It's going to get promoted. You're going, I think you're going chosen.
I'll go with chosen.
And then do you have a second one that you're pulling up, or do you do two?
No, I think you do one and you rotate them. So that's six. That's 3, 6, 9. So you
Evan Anderson?
I was talking about wide receivers. I'm sorry.
You only get to promote two practice squad guys.
No, I think yeah.
Curtis Robinson?
No, I think they're solid on the linebackers. I think you save Curtis Robinson for a rainy day. It could be edge rushing. I don't know what we're going to be getting from Yetur.
Yeah,
but
Travis,
I know what we get from Travis. Yeah.
That dude, he's solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis. I never want to see Nick Zakel. I don't even know why he's on the practice squad.
He's only on the practice squad in case somebody was injured week one. I don't think they were comfortable with Drew Moss week one being out there.
Well,
but
thank you for saying that, because
he'll be a healthy scratch, in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I mean that's what I got. I mean, these guys are here injury purposes only.
I love this, man. I freaking love this.
But
we're here.
I like Sebastian Valdez. I just don't know if he's ready. And I would take Anderson over him if I had to bring up a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I want all the defensive tackles.
That's tough, right?
You don't know what you get from those rookies.
You ain't never lied, right? And that's crazy because Anderson is a second-year undrafted guy, but he's proven he can hold it down on the NFL level.
All right, I got some more questions for Wayne on
Hit
the
me.
Offensive side next, right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. Oh, shout out to the legend Rob Johnson and the family. Thank you so much for the super chat. Congrats on show 1500 and the continued success of the Rush road trips. See you in a few weeks. Buy a ticket soon for New Orleans. New Orleans. Can't wait.
Man, have a po' boy for me, man. Matter of fact, it might be a po' boy on me. I'll treat you to a po' boy down there, man. But you got to record you taking the first bite, and you got to give it a rating for my Breezy Eats page.
It's funny. Wade asked me to record for him one time.
Oh, my God. You remember that? Again.
He had, like, cheese hanging from it. I didn't know if I was supposed to correct it. I was like, oh, this is going to be funny, so I didn't correct
it. That was authentic. That was actually good.
Like, why would you tell? I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Where were we?
We were in, good Lord, we've done so many trips together.
Was that at home?
No.
That was on the road. Okay.
I think we were in Chicago.
Was it Chicago? No, because Chicago, when I got in late, and we went to Buddy's.
Nashville. It was Nashville.
Nashville.
It was Nashville. Nashville. I remember.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Right here. Johnny Dale, we got to drive over from Mobile to meet the bus. Dude, yes. Come on, man.
I'm going to be there. And where are we going, Johnny? In February? That's a stop. That's a stop. That's an automatic stop. Matter of fact, Johnny, we cannot do that on my last day. We cannot. I barely made it to the airplane because I ate so much. We have to do it on the first day to give me 3 days to get over that. So, Johnny, make sure that happens. We're not doing it on the last day.
Oh, man. Oh, I love it. And, yeah, I think what's his name's coming out? Pig in a Pickle, baby. Larry Kruger.
Are they coming? Nice.
Oh, man, I'm pumped. All right, let's get back to some more questions. Let's talk Brian Robinson. What do you put the over-under at carries? Let's do touches.
Does he
get more than 7 touches?
Ooh, yes. Yes. It's shifting in the atmosphere here. I know a lot of people. let me talk about Christian McCaffrey for 1 second, and Kyle Shanahan, and the third factor, Bobby Turner. Nobody talks about Bobby Turner. I feel like Bobby Turner doesn't get talked about enough. People don't realize that Bobby Turner runs the running backs. Kyle Shanahan not running the running backs. Kyle Shanahan's calling up and dialing up the plays. Christian McCaffrey, though, doesn't like to leave the field. And him and Bobby Turner just got that crazy relationship. What I think Bobby Turner is doing now is he is realizing that he has a running back's room. He understands he's got to help keep Christian stable and healthy. And now they kind of got like a workhorse. They essentially have two running back ones. If you guys play fantasy football, that's what that means. Like, they got two guys that can be your all-purpose back on every single down. And so I think Bobby Turner is going to draw up a plan to where he can utilize these guys. You're still going to get, I think you get touches from Garrido if he's healthy as well. But they're going to be, you know, hopefully to where he makes a big explosive play, because that's what he specializes in, explosive plays. But if you're getting the inside, the outside game going with Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson, man, it's going to be a heavy run game, guys. Not no disrespect to Brock or whatever. Brock's 3-0 against Seattle too on the road. So I'm not worried about Brock Purdy playing in Seattle. It's not a problem. The thing is, the Niners need to definitely instill their will, and you do that by running the damn ball. So they're going to run the ball. And I think Brian Robinson gets over 7 touches.
Oh, man, I hope so. It's funny. I was telling everybody earlier in the week, you know, I don't usually do my week one bets until we get the injury reports, but it was Brock Purdy over 32.5 pass attempts, and I was like, dude, bet the under. It's already dropped to 29, like, since I told you to bet it 3 days ago. So y'all went and bet it, which I appreciate, but now those odds are kind of out the window. Kind of see what that is. All right, now, how about this one? Who leads the 49ers in passing targets week one? Who gets the most passing targets? It's only three people that could be
George Kittle.
How cool would that be? It's never happened. I think George Kittle has led the team in targets like one game in his whole career.
But I think this is that game, right?
Gosh.
Like, right? Because this is that game. This is the game. Y'all can say Pierce all y'all want. I think it's going to be Kittle. I think Kittle's going to have a day. They don't have anybody that can cover him. I'm hoping they put the rookie on him. That's what I want. Give me Nick Emanwori versus George Kittle. Sign me up for that. That's what
I want. Remember when the Cardinals drafted, who was that huge guy out of Clemson that was supposed to be the George Kittle defender. He was the big safety out of Clemson. He's on like his 15th team and just got waived. I don't think he's on a roster anymore. He was like the 6'4 safety, and they were like, why'd they draft you? He's like, I was brought here to guard George Kittle. And then like George Kittle had like the game of his life.
Yeah, like that's what I like.
Clemson guy. I have somebody in the chat's going to know who it is. But yeah, anyway, I don't think he's in the NFL anymore. Simmons, there it is. Ben, of course, is.
Oh,
Ben.
Isaiah Simmons from the Cardinals. Yeah. I still want him on this team. Isn't he a free agent?
I don't think he's on the team.
I think he got released. I still want him.
I mean, he was a freak. They just could never find him.
They didn't know how to use him. That's
he's not
what
on
I
a
want.
Team. He's yeah. not on a team. Yeah. 6'4", 238, ran like a 4.3. Just he's been on Cardinals, Giants, some other practice squad. Just hasn't worked.
Well, all righty. He'll be on the team at some point, probably.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Kittle posted that quote in his locker and then just freaking cooked him. Just cooked him.
So I'm going to need somebody else to talk smack. I think the issue is don't talk the smack.
Don't put the bulletin board material up there. Just do your talking on the field.
Yeah, just get it done.
All right, let's get last question. Who are your two kickoff returners? Sky Moore, who's that number two guy?
Yeah, like, that's funny because I thought it was going to be Dallas Flowers, but he's not on this roster. I don't want Ricky Pearsall back there. You know what I'm saying? Jacob Cowing's on the IR. Grendel, maybe?
Yeah. You trust him with the fumbles?
Yeah, he fumbled, what, once?
I had four fumbles like a couple weeks ago. Then they traded for Brian Robinson the next week, like 2 days later.
He had four fumbles?
In practice, yeah. And, oh, you throughout mean in practice. Week. Yeah, it was in practice. But he fumbled three kickoffs last year. Yeah. Remember that? That's when they switched it to Debo. So, like, you give him another shot.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Why not? I mean, Sky Moore fumbles, too. Like, every...
He does. That's the thing people don't understand. Like, he has a lot of fumbles.
It's point. I mean, yeah.
Let Fred do it. Yeah. Oh, I'm cool with that. Put Fred Warner back there. Ain't nobody going to tackle
him. No, hell nah. Nah. Leave Fred where Fred is.
I love it, man. Ah, wait. I am place. Just happy. Like, things are right in the world when we record together. And I am very thankful. What do you got going on this week, man?
Oh, got tons of stuff. Content.
I know.
Got fantasy football. We got the Nitty Gritty Niners show returns this Wednesday night. Madden on Thursday. Friday, you'll be traveling. So I tell you what, the Fridays you're available, you'll do the show. And the Fridays you travel, I'll get a guest content creator to come in and talk about the game plan. How about that?
I'm in. Hey, I don't fly out till early Saturday. I got a 5 a.m. flight.
Oh, so really?
I'm in Friday if you want.
Okay, let's do it. So game plan Friday, John Chapman. Boom.
Ooh, now we're talking. See, I knew today was a good day. I got my pumpkin spice latte. My wife got me. I'm just saying. Show 1,500. I
don't 15. People gonna make- How the hell did you get to 1,500?
Man, we started.
I just
recording.
Did 300 like yesterday.
I don't know, man. It just we started doing all the live shows. Like,
am I 1/5?
No, dude, you go live all the damn time.
Nah, but the Wayne Breezy show is 301. Damn, I got some work to do.
No, because you do, like you said, you do the Nitty Gritty show.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah,
do
but
your
still,
Celtic stuff. You do your food stuff. You did like I just do one thing.
You're smart.
Man. I'm a simple man.
You're smart. You're a soul man. I like that.
I love it, man.
I got a question, though.
Oh, bring it.
How many field goal attempts will Jake Moody have in this game?
I'm glad you said attempts and not makes.
I was going to do that, but I just did not want to. Like, I'm not trying to throw out the negativity right now.
I think three. I think three field goal attempts.
Why do I feel like this game, though?
Hey, don't let it be close enough for the kicker to determine it. You know, this it's game a two-point. The 49ers are favored by two.
This game is going to come down to a Jake Moody kick, man. Can we all make a deal? Can everybody faithfully on this show make a deal?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I know what you're going to say, but
no, you're not. What am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Can we give him and act like it's starting over?
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
That's part of it. That's not the full thing. If Jake Moody hits the game winner, God dang it, Howdy, stay out of my head. If Jake Moody hits the game winner, can we let go of our nerves and just let this kid kick?
Still no, because I think it's so much more than that. Can he handle kickoffs? He doesn't know where the ball's going. Extra points. How many missed kicks?
I don't care about that. We can recover from that.
Winner,
we got a defense. We got an offense.
Bay, but he missed three to get there. Like
it don't matter. The game winner is the only one that counts. If he hit the game winner.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm out on that.
I'm just saying, you gotta know when to let him let it go. I think he's nervous because of y'all.
Let it go. Oh, dude, it was hilarious at the preseason game. Old crowd was heckling him.
Bro, I heard the booze, man. I was just like, this kid.
It was bananas.
If I'm Jake Moody, I just retire.
He needs to go elsewhere. But hey, hopefully he goes out there and he's decent. I just want a decent kicker.
It's not a Michigan bias, y'all. It's just a.
It's a kicker bias.
It's a kicker. It's like we just need because God. Like here's my thing. Move on for Jake Moody. Cool. Bring in a guy. What happens when he misses?
Dude, Chase McLaughlin beat him out. He's now a top five kicker. We moved on from him. Like everybody that's been brought in here, Joey, whatever, Sly. You had Pinheiro.
Yeah, but
whoever,
Sly was trash before he was brought in here.
Well, Jake Moody's trash.
Maybe it's this environment. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the Niners. Field.
We're the toxic. Yeah, it's hard to replace Robbie Gould. You never want to be the guy that replaces the legend, right? You don't want to be Bill Belichick.
I never thought about
Mac
that.
Brown, the legend Mac Brown.
I never thought about that.
Anyway, you always want to be the guy that replaces the guy. Now, last question, because I like this. Thank you, 40 Hours Throwback, for all you do. John Wayne, your thoughts of Brock Purdy not making the top 100 player lists? One, the top 100 player lists are kind of a joke. Players vote. And so, like, if you dislike
him, yeah, but it's whatever, disrespectful. Like, I'm just going to keep it a buck. And for me, John, I ain't mean to cut you off, but it's disrespectful. It's just straight up disrespectful. And so I'm glad that the players disrespected the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. I couldn't be more happy that he's been this disrespected, because now his teammates are going to be like, the fuck they talking? Like now, watch, this season's going to have a whole different energy. Not just because of this, but this is another thing that you add to the fight. It's more fuel to the fight. I told you, Brock Purdy's the number one disrespected quarterback in the NFL. It doesn't matter what he does on the football field. He can throw 450 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and won't be MVP. Like, the hate is real. It's not Brock Purdy. It's the 49ers. There's so much hatred on this organization because when we won too much. And it's like, that was so long ago. I was like 10. The fuck? What are we doing here? And so that's what it is. When you become a 49er, like you carry all of that. And so that weight is crazy. But I guarantee you, Brock is going to play very well. Guaranteed.
I'm excited, man. I'm pretty excited to see what he's going to do out there. And, I mean, you're going out there with a bottom five wide receiver group week one in the NFL. So, like,
I don't think that's going to affect Brock. I watched Brock Purdy throw the ball to 5 different wide receivers in his preseason matchup. That's what I'm expecting to see. I watched him deliver dimes, one behind the receiver pass. It's okay. I'm going to critique
that little
the bad throws. Yeah. But my point is, I was concerned about him having that type of rapport and confidence. Brock has all the confidence in every receiver that I've seen and that's been here. And notice, we kept all of those guys he had confidence with. Yep. They're either on the roster or on the practice squad. There's not one new guy in here.
Facts. I love it, man. Wayne, you are the absolute best. Take us out of here, my friend.
Faithful, it is official. It is Seahawks week. The Rush road trip is happening. Your behinds need to be there. I need to be there. Unfortunately, somebody got to get married. But I love y'all anyway, and I'm going to be there in spirit. Get your gear, get your beer, get your cheers, and let's go get this dub. Road trip on three. Road trip on me. One, two, three. Road trip.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.